Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, hello. This is Roger Sexton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Roger. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good so far. How's your day going?
Doing all right. Pardon my voice, though.
Okay, then not a problem.
What can I do for you today, Roger?
Well, I actually work with one of your coworkers, Mark DePasquale, and Sorgis with the ambulance company. He said to check you guys out. I also got a flyer in the mail about the 1 gig internet.
Okay, absolutely. I can definitely help you out with getting set up, if that's what you're interested in, or if you have any questions, I can answer those for you as well.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty straightforward. I think that with the amount of usage that we get, probably the 1 gig should be good just for the internet.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and look up your service address. I'll be more than happy to get you set up.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
I said, let's go ahead and with your service address. I'd be more than happy to get you set up.
Certainly. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's 87 Red Maple Road, Sorgatys, New York, 12477.
Perfect. All right, let's take a look as to when we'll be able to get service out to you.
Yeah. When would you suggest, because we have Spectrum, when would you suggest that we disconnect from those guys? And
so,
it's CJ, right?
Yes, it is. So actually, with the connection with Spectrum, what we always recommend with our customers is that you wait until the fiber services are installed before canceling with your current provider. That way you maintain the connectivity all the way through.
Sure, that makes sense.
All right, so our in-service date is showing towards the end of October, October 21st at this time.
October 21st?
Yes.
Okay,
we can definitely go ahead and...
That's Monday?
It would be... Yes, that would be Monday the 21st of October.
All right. Do you have a time frame, CJ, for me?
Not as of yet. What will happen is we'll go through the setup process. I'll gather all your information, get your account started, and then when it gets closer to that time frame, we'll give you a call to go ahead and get you scheduled.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, that's fine.
That day's fine.
Perfect. Is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. And you did say you wanted the 1 gig, correct?
Correct.
All right. And if you don't mind me asking, how large is your home approximately in square footage?
1,400.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason I ask is because sometimes we do recommend a Wi-Fi extender that we do provide for $7.99 a month. A Wi-Fi extender. So if you feel that you have some difficult spots that are not getting the best connection within your home, you can always add it at any time.
Oh, okay. That's easy. What's the add-on for that then?
So it's $7.99 a month.
I see. All right. So let me see how the 1 gig works, and then like I said, I can always add to the account.
Yeah, so the extender would just allow a better coverage for your home. It's not going to give you like more bandwidth or more speed or anything. But if you feel like, for example, my house was built in 1900, my kitchen is an add-on, and the building materials, because that one wall was originally the outer wall, I have difficulty connecting when I'm in the kitchen. So for me, a Wi-Fi extender would make sense, even though I only have 1,100 square feet.
I got you. Yeah, we have no problem usually with, again, I know it's going to be different with your equipment, but we have no problem right now.
Perfect. I mean, we've got state-of-the-art equipment, so usually we don't see any issues, but if you do feel like you're having difficulty with, for example, you have a Google Home in an area of, your house that's maybe not getting the best connection, then at that point, that's when we recommend it. But it's addable anytime, so if you feel that you might need it in the future, just let us know. We'll add it to the account. We'll send it out to you same day, and we'll be able to get that set up for you.
Okay, that sounds great.
But it's not a requirement. So at the moment, we'll leave it as is with just the basic stuff. And if you feel that you need it in the future, just let us know.
Very good. Thanks for letting me know.
Absolutely. And then did you want any phone service?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, I don't typically use phone service because I've got my cell phones.
You know, we have a landline through Spectrum, CJ, And we hardly ever use it. We had just got it as a backup, but we have found that over the last year or two, we haven't really needed it. So
yeah,
we are eliminating the landline.
I was the same way. So, like, I had a landline at one point, and my kids were the ones that were, like, at one point, my youngest almost dialed 911 by accident. And I'm like, I really don't use this. Like, what is the point of me having it?
Gotcha. I agree. So no landline.
Okay, no worries. Perfect. Now, do you own or rent the property?
I own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? Are they through the air or under the ground?
They're under the ground.
Perfect. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes.
So you have a different billing address than your physical service address?
Oh, no, I misunderstood you. No, it's the same. Same physical, okay. Same mailing address. Sorry.
Perfect. No, I just figure I ask because sometimes, you know, you might have a couple properties and you want the bill to go to one address and you've got two services, you know, you never know.
No, that's the same for both.
All right, perfect. And Roger, it's just Roger, right?
Yes, Roger. And last name is Sexton, Sexton.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for you, please?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All lowercase, RogerSextonJr@gmail.com.
Now, Junior is just abbreviated as JR, right?
That is correct, but no dots or periods.
Nope, I figured. Perfect. And the best phone number for your account, please.
It's going to be this one, which is my cell phone. It's 845-681-9625.
Perfect. Did you want to add a secondary phone number to your account?
No, that'll be the primary account for this, CJ. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Roger. And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Generally, phone is the easiest way.
Okay. And for phone opt-ins, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded, from Archtop and its agents, such as myself or vendors, at the phone number that you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. Typically, it's when we need to reach you for, like, hey, we need to either reschedule because we ran into an issue, or if you inquired and sent us a message online and we're calling back with information or to answer your questions.
Yes, I agree to that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Now, as part of our order process, we do have to run a soft credit check. What this does is it does not affect your score. It doesn't tell us any information. It doesn't give us any personal information either. We just need the few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If you want to bypass the credit check, you can, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Did you want to go ahead with the credit check?
That's fine.
Okay. Perfect.
I think everybody does that now anyway.
Yeah, I mean, typically it's that way you don't have to pay a deposit if there's no deposit required, and it's just the simplest way.
Sure.
Okay, and just bear with me as I get to it.
Sure.
All right, and whenever you're ready, I am ready for your social. I only need it once. I immediately submit it, and it just tells me whether a deposit is required or not.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
116-58-8530.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Awesome. No deposit required.
Oh, okay.
So that's awesome. And did you want to go ahead and enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing to get the $10 discount?
No, I would prefer by mail.
Okay, so you want a paper bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that'll be $79.99 a month. If you were to sign up with the auto pay and paperless billing through your checking account, it would give you a $10 discount, just so that you're aware.
I saw that. Hey, also, do you have any programs for veterans or EMS workers?
At this time, we don't, unfortunately, but I do know that we have had some customers inquire about it, so I'm sure they're working on something.
All right, I figured I'd ask because some do.
Yeah, and I mean, it's always great, especially when, like, my boyfriend is a veteran, too, so it's always nice, you know, being able to provide those discounts to those who have served for our country, you know?
Sure. Thanks for checking.
Oh, of course, anytime. I do know that it is a pretty common question at the moment that we don't quite accommodate with that, but I'm hoping that in the future we do.
All right.
Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as, like, buried wires, septic tanks, loose dogs?
No. Nope.
Okay. And then did you have any questions or comments by chance for the tech?
Not at this time.
All right, perfect. All right, so you are all set for that. Let me just go over a couple of disclosures for you, just so that you're aware of what to expect. Now, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, if they are not able to micro-trench and bury it that same day, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. So, typically when it comes to the micro-trenching and burying of the cable, it's usually 6 to 8 inches. It's not very deep, and it's very minimal damage to the lawn.
Okay.
It's only wide enough for the cable, so you'll barely notice it. Now, with your current provider, and I know you stated that you have Spectrum, to maintain that consistent connection, we do recommend that we wait until you have our fiber services fully installed before canceling with them.
Okay, understood.
And with the equipment is fully included in the price, so you're not paying any rental fees, you're not paying any additional taxes or fees on top of the price, which is great. Okay. And the price is valid for 2 years. I mean, at this time, since you're not doing the auto pay, you won't get that $10 discount, but at least you know that you're secure for at least for 2 years.
Okay.
There's no contract either.
You guys use a router, a regular router inside? Is that pretty much
so we have a modem and a router.
Modem and a router? Okay, so you use both or just one or the other?
We use both. So we have the modem, which is connected via the fiber. And then from the modem, it gets connected to the router that we provide you with via Ethernet.
Okay, very good.
Now, speaking of which, with the modem and the router and any equipment provided by Archtop, it is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. The great thing is that we don't have any cancellation fees or contracts or anything like that. So if you do need to cancel service, what will happen is that you will receive a return kit, essentially a pre-labeled box, to send all the associated equipment back to us. Archtop does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame.
That's easy.
And then for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So what will happen is you'll receive 2 emails. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber account. There should be a temporary password in the one email that's inviting you to sign in. If it doesn't provide you with a temporary password, you can always click on Forgot Password. Your username to log in will be your email address.
Okay. Give me a moment. Let me write that down. Username is email. Gotcha.
Yes. And so there should be a temporary password. Once you type in the temporary password, it'll ask you to change to a password that you're more comfortable with, that you can easily remember. From there, you can manage autopay if you decide to do autopay. You can view all of your invoices. I did select paper bill for you, so that you'll still receive it via mail. But yeah, no, so you should be all set on that part.
Okay, CJ, once we get the service installed, will payment be expected at that time, or will it be just on...
So that's when your billing statement will start. So typically, I've seen some accounts where it does require at the beginning of the billing statement, or there's times where it will be towards the end of the billing cycle. So I would just keep an eye out for the invoice. Usually it's due within, I believe, a week after the invoice is sent out.
Okay, very good. So you tentatively, CJ, put a date of October 21st, and you'll just confirm as it gets closer to that?
Correct. So we will call you to schedule and pick a time that's that works best for you.
All right, that sounds good.
So definitely keep an eye out. If we can't reach you by phone, we'll leave a voicemail to have you call us back. So definitely keep an eye out for it. I know sometimes some people don't always accept the 800 numbers. So
I will be aware of it. Thank you. But you'll also be sending an email, so that'll confirm it anyway.
Yes. So we won't have it set up where it's fully confirmed. We'll be reaching out to you first to verify which day works best for you.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. And then, of course, as our terms of service go, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. You are all set, Roger.
Well, thank you, CJ. You've been very helpful.
Of course. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. And I'm glad that we were able to at least get you set up. And I look forward to speaking with you when it comes time to scheduling.
Great, CJ. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you so much, Roger. And thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thanks. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.